Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Thursday the 6th of January 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So the good news here in the UK is that Sky Atlantic HD is going to launch on the 1st of February. It's going to be all the fantastic programmes that you get from the States that they can lay their hands on. It's going to be available free of charge to all of the 10 million Sky subscribers that are out there. You'll be able to get it on your mobile devices as well if you've got Sky Mobile, and it'll work just fantastically. Well done, Sky. We love you to bits. The French are in trouble again this morning because their LOPSI law, they come out with some great titles for their laws, don't they? Is a law that allows their police to upload malware, including Trojan horses and keyloggers, to anyone that they damn well fancy without a court order. The debate in France has been heating up, but the problem is there's fake benefits that have been used to try and pass it through. The government is saying that they're doing it because they want you to be able to get your smartphone back after it's stolen. Yes, heard that one before. The appeals court has thrown out the FCC fine for NYPD Blue. ABC Television in 2003 showed a picture of Charlotte Rosa's butt, and it was on the screen for a number of seconds. I can't get hold of the episode. If anyone's got it, please send it me. The offending section of the show attracted a fine from the FCC. It was $27,500 for each of the 44 affiliates that ran the ABC show. Unfortunately, it's been thrown out and they're going to get their money back. Quite right, it's only a bum, come on. Apple is set to open the Mac Store today. If you want to get hold of some new stuff, then you're going to have to wait till 12 o'clock. That's noon Eastern Standard Time. So that's 5 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. for Europeans. What's going to be in there? No one really knows, but the prices look like they're going to be fairly cheap for a lot of the games and that type of stuff. And the downloads page is disappearing from the website at noon. So if there was any things on there that you really wanted, I'd go and download them now. Samsung had its big powwow at CES yesterday, and they introduced the Galaxy Player. It's the media player that was rumoured earlier on to try and take on the iPod Touch, and it seems to look pretty good. All the stuff that's on Engadget seems to say that it's quite nice. They also released, which looks very similar as well, a universal touch control, which is programmable. It looks like the iPhone screen, but it's got icons on it, and you can program it with anything you damn well like. It looks absolutely gorgeous. I'd love to have one. However, it's only for your infrared devices, so it's not going to work with your PlayStation, and there was no price on the story, which makes me very, very suspicious. Samsung's also released a dual-band wireless router. That came out at the same time as a whole load of stuff from Netgear. Loads and loads of different flavours and loads of different prices. Go and have a look yourself if you want one. And Samsung also released the Skype TV camera. It's a thing that's got some little speakers on it, and it plugs into the top of your television and sends the picture through to your TV at 720p. It looked very nice as well. But once again, awfully sorry, no prices on it. It does encode to H.264, though. That's quite a benefit, I would have thought. Samsung also launched the TX100 slider tablet. You knew there was going to be a tablet in there somewhere, didn't you? Again, no prices on the story that I saw, and it looks fairly pleasant, but it's only 7 inches. I'm not sure about 7-inch tablets. I think they're too big to get out your pocket and too small to do any real typing on. Could be an absolute fail. Motorola also brought out the Zoom. That was an Android 3 honeycomb version, but of course Android 3 is not out, so you're going to have to wait. Acer launched the Iconia tablet, the A500. Again, it was an Android-powered device, and it looked fairly pleasant. Sharp brought one out as well, the Galapagos tablet. Hope it's got some evolution behind it, because it didn't look very good to start with. And Panasonic also launched the Android tablet for Viera TVs. So it's an Android tablet, but it's linked to your TV to use a remote. And finally, Google managed to show off some little hints and tips of what Android 3 is going to do for all of these tablets when they actually come. It's entirely for tablets, said Google. So that'll be a relief for all of you with the early adopters of other Android tablets that it'll actually work properly. Yes. Microsoft had their event, but you wouldn't have noticed, really. Mr. Ballmer came out, not jumping around, and said, "We've sold 8 million Kinect sensors in the first 60 days. Good God. That's a phenomenal amount. That really is quite impressive. However, he then went on to say, "And we've got a new touch mouse that's $80 and gets us up level with where Apple were a year and a half ago. And also, we've got a 1080p life cam, which is $100, which is a good price. Well done, Steve." But it really wasn't much better than that. Within, the people that gave you the blood pressure monitor yesterday came out with a smart baby monitor. It's probably got far more uses than the one that they're envisaging. It's a little tiny device that links to your iPhone via your Wi-Fi system, and it's got a stand-up little camera on it that can look at your baby. You can see that one being used for lots of other nefarious purposes, however. Very good. And Casio launched the Trix camera. It's the camera that was outed on its billboards before they even started. It looks very, very nice. It's got some fantastic details. It's got a 12.1 megapixel sports camera that suits stills, and it also does 30 frames per second 1080p video. Prices, $250. Not bad. I thought that was pretty good. And Boxwave released the Buddy iPhone case. It's a little slider case that you put your iPhone in, but when you slide it open, it's got a keyboard at the bottom, exactly what you need. And again, the prices on it, no idea. Come on, people, give us some idea of what we're going to get. And the final gadget that really hit yesterday was only for those of you that have got swimming pools, because it was Sill Technologies weatherproof HD TV. Yes, you can have them by the pool and outside, and they won't get damaged. What a great idea. Have you even thought about, though, Sill, the security system so that they don't get ripped off your wall while you're asleep in bed? Might be only for indoor pools, I fancy. And finally, in the most worrying news of the day, the Chinese have a stealth fighter. Yes, the Chinese have got a stealth fighter that looks just like the Americans' F-22 Raptor. So now, not only have you got fake golf clubs, fake Rolexes, and fake iPads, you've got fake military interceptors. Fantastic. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news, including all of the coverage from CES that we can manage, but there's a ton of it that we're not getting in, so please do go to Engadget and have a look at their stuff, because it is rather good coverage. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.